Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Finastra joins Microsoft to support trade platform modernization. UK-based financial software application and marketplace provider Finastra has signed a global agreement with Microsoft. US Bank has launched its Connected Partnership Network. US Salmon launches Salmon Credit. Philippines-based fintech Salmon has rolled out Salmon Credit, a credit line product with built-in QRPH payment options. Goldman Sachs is looking to sell GreenSky for $500 million United States dollars. US-based banking group Goldman Sachs has entered exclusive talks with a group of investment firms to sell the GreenSky business for $500 million United States dollars. Sandbox Banking partners with Meridian Link. Sandbox Banking has partnered with Meridian Link in order to provide the latter's customers with improved cloud-based integration between several platforms. CGI completes FedNow service certification. Canada-based IT and business consulting firm CGI has revealed that it is now certified to support instant payments on FedNow services. FreedomPay partners with WorldPay from FIS. FreedomPay has announced an expansion to its partnership with WorldPay from FIS to provide integrated payments and omnichannel technology for various enterprises. Temenos partners with IBM. Switzerland-based banking software company Temenos has partnered with IBM to integrate its payment capabilities into the IBM Cloud for financial services. Devla and Sprink partner to augment B2B operations for businesses. Netherlands-based payment service provider Sprink has teamed up with software solutions provider Devla to revolutionize the online B2B business. WhatsApp launches new in-app payment options in India. US-based company WhatsApp has launched credit card payments and services from rival digital payment providers within its application for customers in India. LATAM e-commerce market set to grow 25% by 2027. A recent PayUGPO report has found that the LATAM e-commerce market is set to increase 25% in volume by 2027. Cash-free payments and Shopify add on-site payments for Indian merchants. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-free Payments has tapped Shopify in a bid to extend on-site payments for Indian merchants. Cybrin, Regula streamline onboarding for financial service businesses in the U.S. South Africa-based software solution provider Cybrin has partnered with identity verification provider Regula to provide an onboarding solution for U.S. banks. SumSub introduces its non-document verification in the U.K. Full-cycle verification platform SumSub has introduced its non-document verification solution in the U.K. Verif announces availability in AWS Marketplace. Estonia-based Verif has announced that its identity verification offering has been made available on AWS Marketplace. DIGISEQ partners with Infineon Technologies and Thales. UK-based DigiSeq has partnered with Germany-based Infineon Technologies and France-based technology company Thales. PayPal makes PYUSD available to select Venmo users. US-based financial technology company PayPal has rolled out its PYUSD stablecoin to select users on the Venmo platform. Cboe's 2023, What will a digital euro look like? As the digital euro project comes to the end of its investigation phase, Ulrich Beinsell and Eveline Whitlocks from the European Central Bank provided the CBOE's audience with an update on the progress made so far and what comes next. SumUp launches early payouts in UK. Global fintech SumUp has launched 7 a.m. payouts in the UK, a first-of-its-kind feature, giving merchants near-instant access to their money. As the UK cost-of-living crisis persists, SumUp has responded by working with merchants to ensure they get their money faster, to help manage cash flow and keep up with expenses. CGI gains FedNow transaction certification. CGI, NYSE, GIB, TSX, GIB. A, today announced that the CGI All Payment Solution has been certified to support transaction activity for financial institutions that make payments on the Federal Reserve Bank's new instant payment system, FedNow service. Mandu launches digital trade account for merchants. Mandu, the fast-growing B2B payments company, has announced its latest payment solution, Digital Trade Account. The new product offering enables B2B merchants and marketplaces to provide their business customers with a trade account, allowing them to consolidate several purchases within a preset period into one statement. Temenos unveils POC for CBDC wallet integration. Central banks globally are progressing with their CBDC projects. A frequent requirement for retail CBDC is the provision of private sector digital wallets for consumers, providing a secure way to obtain, hold, and spend digital currency. Rocker and Snowdrop join forces for enriched transactions. Snowdrop Solutions, a leading provider of location-enhanced data enrichment solutions, is pleased to announce its strategic partnership with Rocker, a leading fintech company based in Stockholm. Through this partnership, Rocker will leverage Snowdrop's powerful transaction data enrichment API, the Merchant Reconciliation System API, MRSA, ushering in a new era of financial clarity and confidence for their users. Aiden partners with leading APAC retailer for e-commerce and POS payments. Adyen, AMS. Adyen, the global payments platform of choice for many of the world's leading companies, today announced its partnership with True Alliance, one of Australia and New Zealand's largest retailers, distributors and licensees of premium accessories, fashion, sports and outdoor brands. The payment partnership sees Adyen process payments across all of True Alliance's brands, both in store and online, streamlining payments and risk management, enabling operational efficiency and creating growth opportunities. Dubai Islamic Bank Pakistan deploys code-based Digibank platform. Dubai Islamic Bank Pakistan, one of the country's leading financial institutions, revealed its enhanced, cutting-edge digital onboarding services for resident and non-resident Pakistanis. Code-based technologies, Dubai Islamic Bank Pakistan's long-standing technology partner, accelerated the proposition's time to market by leveraging the flexibility of the Digibank platform. This platform was used by both teams in 2021 to launch the country's first digital onboarding service for Roshan digital accounts. BICS partners with Bancontact Payconic for app authentication. International communications platform company BICS has partnered with Belgian electronic payments specialist Bancontact Payconic Company to deliver multi-factor authentication for the new Payconic by Bancontact mobile app. Terabut Gateway rebrands as Terabut. Terabut Gateway, MENA's leading open banking platform, unveils its brand refresh, ushering in a new era as Terabut. The brand refresh reinforces the company's unique positioning in redefining open banking and connecting the entire financial ecosystem to create an accessible, personalized, and interconnected financial landscape. FreedomPay integrates Amazon's ID service into checkout solution. Chris Cronenthal, president at FreedomPay, At FreedomPay, our technology empowers businesses around the world to provide a robust, frictionless and personalized purchasing experience across online and in-store channels. That's why we're excited to announce that Amazon won the fast, convenient, and contactless identity service that uses your palm to enter, identify, and pay is now integrated with FreedomPay's commerce technology platform. BitTrade sued by ASIC over design and distribution failures. Australia's corporate regulator has initiated civil proceedings against BitTrade Thai Limited for failing to comply with design and distribution obligations for its margin trading product, eToro, to offer crypto services across EU with Cyprus registration. eToro has announced its application to the Cyprus Securities and Exchange Commission, CYSEC, crypto asset service provider, CASP, register has been successful. The power of AI and how it's transforming the financial landscape. In the rapidly evolving financial services space, artificial intelligence is transforming the way banks and fintechs operate. Over the past few years, the technology has become even more advanced, increasing innovation across various financial sectors, whether that's detecting fraud, personalizing the banking experience, or assessing risk. Leveraging AI to detect fraud, AI can detect fraudulent activities by analyzing transaction patterns. True Alliance partners with Adyen. Retail group True Alliance has partnered with global payments platform Adyen to deliver improved customer experiences across 19 brands. Mondu launches the digital trade account for businesses. Germany-based B2B payments company Mondu has launched the digital trade account, a solution addressed to businesses. Legit Security receives $40 million MLN Series B investment led by CRV. Cybersecurity company Legit Security has successfully closed a $40 million MLN investment round led by CRV. Chipper Cash launches Chipper ID. Chipper Cash has launched Chipper ID, an AI-powered suite of verification services, aimed at solving industry-wide customer onboarding and compliance issues in the African market. eToro receives CASP registration from CYSEC. Trading and investing platform eToro has announced that its application for registration under the CYSEC Crypto Asset Service Provider, CASP, register has been approved. CoinEx bounces back after $70 million hack. Hong Kong-based cryptocurrency exchange CoinEx has recovered from a $70 million hack and is set to resume deposits and withdrawals. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.